Centralia Locker Room Chat, it continues here tonight on 92.1 KMCA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by Centralia boys basketball coach. That is Nick Evans, and a good one for Centralia on Tuesday night, getting that win over ACCHS. That final score is 67-20. I'm sure just a little bit of time to kind of dissect through that game a little bit, coach, but just how pleased were you with your team's performance on Tuesday night?
Well, good. We kind of needed a little confidence boost, and I thought it was a good effort, and everybody, chipped in, and we rebounded really well and played aggressive defense, and actually ran through a lot of sets really good and hit on a lot of those. So it was a good night.
How do you feel like the guys have progressed here in these first couple of weeks? Of course, a lot of these guys playing for the football team that made the run to the state championship game, and that first week we talked, it was just very limited time, and then you jumped right into it with Nemaha Central. You've played St. Mary's, you've played Silver Lake. We've talked about how challenging the schedule is. How do you feel like the guys have progressed, just kind of overall here through the first couple of weeks and finally getting that first win?
Well, they're just mentally tough. I mean, those things didn't faze them. We played really good against St. Mary's, and we were shorthanded again against Silver Lake. We had one of our best players was sick that game, Quentin Aldifer, so that didn't help. And we battled in that game, and they're a solid team. So it benefits us playing these teams where you compete, and you know what how it looks and what it feels like to play a really, really talented team. So our record doesn't show, the results of it, but we're playing all those teams that we were playing until last night were undefeated. So, I'm proud of the guys and how they mentally have stayed with it, and they haven't let those losses deter what they want to do this season.
You get one more game here before the holiday break on Friday. It'll be our feature games on 92.1 as you guys play host to Valley Heights. So you guys dive into the TBL here one time before going into that holiday break. They're coming off a 20-point loss to a very good undefeated Nemaha Central team. What can you tell us here, kind of the early scouting report here on Valley Heights? How much do you know, and what kind of the expectation is for that game on Friday?
They're scrappy on defense, and I know that Logan Gray is a good player. They're number zero, their point guard. He's got a high motor, and he kind of gets them going. But a lot of dribble handoff stuff, five out, pass and cut, stuff like that. But I think it'll be competitive. They're athletic. They've been athletic for quite a few years, and so we'll see how it goes. I know they're kind of shorthanded as well, so it'll be a good matchup.
Coach, one quick thing before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it. Of course, we're around the holidays. I just want to give you a chance to maybe let the listeners know. What's your favorite part about the Christmas season?
Man, probably just spending time with family. One thing that everybody likes to do is watch Christmas Vacation.
Classic.
We watch that every year,
I've watched it within the last week. Absolute classic. Yeah. It is great stuff. Well, there it is. Nick Evans, Centralia boys basketball coach. Big win for the Panthers against ACCHS on the road Tuesday night. They'll close out the 24 portion of the schedule at home on Friday against Valley Heights. You can catch those matchups on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes as always. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again in 2025.
Thank you, sir.